You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with faith and family. Our mission is to share uplifting information that supports families in living more abundant lives. And I'm Reverend Dr. Carolyn Pettigrew, and this is radio the way it should be heard.
So when does it start?
It starts in the ocean. Okay. And when I start my day, okay. Look slick, shower. After I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water, always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter. Take her swimming, you gotta. Make these opposites back up like lobsters, indigenous warriors.
This is TalkTainmentRadio.com. You're in touch with faith and family, and our mission is to share uplifting information that supports families in living more abundant lives. And I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Carolyn Pettigrew, and our topic today is Emerging Autism Solutions. We're here with the president of Emerging Autism Solutions, Angela Ramos Fields, and she is the creator of the character Samuel, a six-year-old boy with autism. She is the mother of two sons and was inspired and motivated by her youngest son's diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder to create two non-profit organizations. And they are Living Beyond Autism and Emerging Autism Solutions. Ms. Fields is the president of Emerging Autism Solutions, and it's headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. She has served on several executive committees and task forces for autism-related organizations. Her mission quickly evolved to connecting families together to learn advocacy strategies and tactical practices. A graduate of Ohio Wesleyan University, and in her free time, she enjoys being with family and friends and speaking on various autism topics throughout Ohio and beyond. Good afternoon, my friend Angela.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. It's definitely a blessing and an honor to be with you today, and I just am looking forward to sharing information regarding the autism community and really anything that I can do to help the community at large.
Well, I'm so blessed to have you here, and I admire you so much, and you've done so much wonderful work for people with autism and their families, and I just thought that our faith and family audience needed to know about it. Now, before we go any further, for those who might be wondering, what is autism? You have a wonderful description in your book, Will You Be My Friend? What is autism?
Yeah, autism is a neurological disorder that impacts social and communication skills. And then about 5 years ago, the American Psychiatric Association also included repetitive behaviors. So it is definitely those three silos, those three components that really would define an individual or put them in a position to be diagnosed with autism. So again, it's, you know, communication setbacks. It is obviously repetitive behaviors. And, you know, obviously, in addition to that, speech. So when you are unable to formalize a sentence and really convey your thought, or perhaps the thought process is not as seamless as what we would consider atypical, then, yeah, you know, you're definitely positioned well for a diagnosis of autism.
Is that right? Well, I just wonder what caused you to seek advice about your son? What were the behaviors that caused you to seek guidance?
You know, that's a great question. I think, you know, as mothers, you know, we just want the best for our children. And
yes.
If they are showing signs of anything, we're just ready to kind of jump in and just figure out what's going on. So I have an interesting story to share with you. My son was obviously getting ready for school and preschool at this particular time frame, and noticed a couple of things going on there. He wasn't as engaged with his classmates as you would typically see. And so they advised us to have him tested. Maybe he had a speech delay, an impediment, or anything along those lines, but just have him tested. So I had him tested the first time when he was, you know, 3. He said, you know what? Don't worry. He's a boy. Boys develop slower. And, you know, just give him some time. He'll come around. So there wasn't any recommendation, any suggestions for how to help or to navigate what seemingly appeared to be a delay. And so then, you know, life just kind of moved forward. But you know what? We continued to see the same behaviors, and it wasn't getting any better. In fact, you know, what became a lot more pronounced is the regression in certain skills, verbal skills, as well as what seemed to be mastered behaviors when he was younger. So when you see, you know, perhaps a child that might have had 500 words be reduced to maybe 40 words, then you're knocking on some doors, seeking some answers, seeking, you know, any type of help that you can possibly obtain.
I see. Yes.
He was tested twice. He was tested a second time. And the second time they said, okay, well, it's been a good 9 months. You know, perhaps something else is going on. He's got a speech delay. Don't worry. We'll put him in speech, you know, give him some speech therapy. He'll be fine. He's a normal, healthy boy. Nothing to worry about. Speech is going to cure it, and it's not going to be a thing to be concerned about. Well, guess what? Another 9 months, you know, manifested and presented itself, and there was no advancement. In fact, he struggled in speech, and he was so frustrated that, you know, he was actually somewhat combative in those sessions.
Well, sure. Sure, he would be frustrated. Because
yeah.
The thing about children with autism, it isn't about IQ, is it?
No.
It's
right.
Not about yeah. IQ. So they're aware that they want to do certain things or speak certain ways or engage in certain activities and are unable to do it. So they can become very frustrated, can't they?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. I'm so glad that you know, basically presented that, because that is absolutely my experience with my son. You can almost see his frustration.
Yeah.
And feel it, really. And so, yes, I completely, wholeheartedly believe that he knows that he has some restrictions, limitations, if you will, or delays that prevent him from interacting in this world very much like everybody else can.
That's right. And he can tell the difference, but he just doesn't know what the behavior should be that would make up that difference. And so that just takes so much learning from you and his dad and his brother, so much love, so much patience, and educating yourself. You had to do a lot of educating of yourself, didn't you?
I certainly did. That is that actually became my life mission. So if you ever wondered, you know, what is my life designed to do and how can I serve, you know, the people around me?
That's right. And you're called. Once it happened, you rose to the occasion, because that's what mothers do and fathers too. So thank you for sharing your story with us. Now, I noticed that in the Emerging Autism Solutions, one of the things that you say, you were inspired to begin to connect families. How did you go about that?
Well, when my son was finally diagnosed with autism, I was at a loss. I hadn't studied, you know, what autism was and how it was going to be tackled, how we can navigate just the world of everything from doctors, therapy, schools, medicine. So there was a lot to consider.
Yes,
so I started to join a couple of groups and knock on a couple of doors. And, you know, lo and behold, I met other parents. And guess what? We were all struggling at getting answers to the same questions. And some of us had questions answered in one category, and some of us had questions answered in another category. So I thought, what a wonderful way if I could create a vehicle to kind of connect some of the dots and allow some of these parents to, you know, either converse with each other or take that information and present it in a fashion where it would benefit everybody that was seeking to get those answers. And so from that initiative, Emerging Autism Solutions was created. And so, you know, we do offer a number of services, but really it's what we do really breaks down into three separate silos. And number one, of course, is to raise awareness. Number two is to promote advocacy. And then finally is, you know, the last component, which really became our mission, is to create opportunities for those on the spectrum to have employment opportunities. And so with all of those components of our organization, we really feel like we serve families from essentially the very early age child to obviously those that transition into adulthood.
I think that is wonderful. Now, how is your organization organized? Do you have a steering committee? You have a officers, or just how do you go about doing these three missions?
Yeah, so we have a great pool of volunteers. So that's really one of the ways that we really do organize and serve our community. But we do have a board of directors that is absolutely amazing. It's comprised of elected officials as well as parents. Parents very much like me that really just want to serve the community in any way that they can. And you know what? While we're working, we're learning, we're interacting, we're engaging, and we are definitely becoming the best advocates that we could possibly be. And obviously those that are, you know, other individuals that have just served on the board for, you know, since the inception. So, yes, we do have a board of directors, and then we also work within the framework of our organization where I serve as the president. I work very closely with my chief operating officer, Elaine Hamilton, who's absolutely amazing. And then we have one individual whose main focus is to really seek out development, so bringing in grants and cultivating relationships with donors.
That's wonderful. Now, I'm just thinking here, when you talk about raising awareness and advocacy and creating opportunity for employment, I want to talk about each of these. Now, is there a continuing education component to the organization? In other words, do you have opportunities for parents and those related to children with autism, or those who are interested in autism, to continue learning? And is that how you manage to raise awareness?
Well, you know, that's a very good point. You know, so what we do at Emerging Autism Solutions is we actually we work very much as a business. So one of those components, I explained that we essentially work in three silos. The last silo is a social enterprise component of our organization. And for just to kind of define what social enterprise is, social enterprise component of a nonprofit allows you to generate revenue as long as the revenue that you are generating is going back into the operating expenses of the nonprofit. So then it really, despite the fact that it is a revenue generating entity or subsidiary of the organization, the social enterprise is very well protected under the same guidelines and GAAP or accounting practices that our normal nonprofit runs in. And so from that perspective, we seek out clients that are willing to outsource, you know, part of their IT operation. And so what do I mean by that? So what we have done by and large is definitely done it from a software testing perspective. And so our very first client, I'll explain this one. Our very first client is a major website developer on a national level. They develop websites, for instance, for a large office supply company. And as you can imagine, putting together a website and developing that type of website is very expensive. So they will have developers writing code, making sure that everything is going to present itself to you as the consumer when you click a button. Well, they can outsource the testing of it so that developer isn't writing it and testing it at the same time. They can write it, send it to our company, we'll test it for them, send back notes, and then it becomes a great partnership so that it becomes a win-win. We're actually able to share in, obviously, their operation and how they function and conduct business. We're able to provide individuals on the spectrum to be in an environment that is STEM related, which of course is talking about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So it's really allowing them an opportunity to move in a direction to have a career and to be self-sustaining for their entire life.
So that's revenue generating for the organization and for your clients who have autism. This is one way that they gain employment. Am I correct?
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. So you're generating revenue so that the organization can continue to do what it is designed to do. And one of those things is that it creates an opportunity for employment for your clients who have autism. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, raising awareness. How do you raise awareness in the community about autism? Do you have forums or just how do you do that?
Well, this year was a little different than our prior years. Every April, which is Autism Awareness Month, we have a number of activities that really spans, you know, the entire age frame that we target. So we have an autism advocacy workshop for parents to attend. Those workshops are typically held in local public schools, elementary schools. In addition to that, we have basketball camps, and essentially students are able to attend these camps twice in that month that they can practice their social and communication skills. And at the same time, we hope that they fall in love with the sport and pursue it outside of just our camp. And what do I mean by that? So they can get engaged in their school athletic department, or perhaps even seek out a placement with the Special Olympics.
And so that way, helps them to connect. Yeah. It helps with their social skills and helps them to connect in a broader way, to be socially active and to grow in the area of their social skills. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. That's perfect. That's exactly what we hope to, you know, promote and encourage.
Yes, yes, since that is one of the areas that people with autism want to grow in, and we want to see them grow in. Now, when we go to your second mission, we've covered how you get the employment for the autistic client, how you raise awareness with your workshops in public schools, and you probably be going digital now in the age of COVID, or your basketball camps. What about advocacy? Why do you need to help your parents develop advocacy skills?
Yeah, you know, we've developed an amazing workshop to help parents really understand some of the opportunities that are available to them. And so it's important to be empowered by understanding schools that have special programs, or perhaps schools in its entirety that are specialized to serve the autism community. Or if you're working with your local school district, to make sure that you know your rights and to know the rights of your child. So having that information under your belt certainly empowers parents and individuals to go into a meeting to sit down with educators as well as therapists in an annual review that's called an IEP. It's an individual educational plan that every child with a disability that's been diagnosed with a disability will have an opportunity to have this specialized meeting. And in that meeting, you want to make sure that you do have as much information as you possibly can to empower your child in and out of the classroom. So there's this obviously old adage or saying or proverb, really, you know, it takes a village, right?
Yes, it does. It does for all of us. I absolutely agree.
And in this case, we're not immune to that. And so we welcome it. So when you're working with families, you're working with their educators, you're working with their therapists, you definitely want to empower families to understand what medications that they can try or they shouldn't try. Because obviously we're working with very tiny little systems, right?
And that's right.
It can be just a ping pong game with their little systems. And so you have to step up and say, and have a voice, because oftentimes parents are going to be the voice of their children because their children will not have a voice of their own.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And in this process, you know, sometimes children have grandparents that are still living and active, or aunts and uncles. Do you sometimes end up helping teens advocate for a child? Say the parents, aunts and uncles or cousins or other people that they might want to be able to advocate for their child.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you made mention of that, because here at Emerging Autism Solutions, every last Sunday of the month, we have a parent support group. But in this parent support group, oftentimes we have a loving neighbor, we have a loving uncle, we have a loving grandmother that attends those meetings. And we oftentimes have speakers. So if the speaker is coming from a school district, the Department of Developmental Disability, or perhaps another organization that will empower them with information, that we certainly would encourage that. And so that's why we're out in the community. As a matter of fact, I wanted to share with you that one of our programs, as I stated before, we really work hard to raise awareness. And what we've done is we've partnered with, you know, Mid-Ohio Food Bank, and once a month we offer an opportunity for those on the spectrum and those not to help us pass out fresh produce in those insecure areas. So we will be on 17th Street in Hamilton this upcoming Saturday, passing out information as it pertains to autism awareness, as well as fresh produce for the community.
I think that's a wonderful partnership. So those are ways that you connect with the needs of community in multiple ways, to pass out your information on autism and to also to meet other needs, like in that case, food.
Absolutely, absolutely. We just basically set up shop in front of a church. As I stated before, it's on 17th in Hamilton. It's called Love and Charity Baptist Church. And we will have marks for it to be 6 feet apart. All of our workers will have a face mask on and gloves, and we just encourage, obviously, anybody in the community to come and gain some free produce and learn and pick up some literature about emerging autism solutions and what it brings to the table for the community.
Well, I think that is wonderful. Now, how often do you have this kind of opportunity?
So our fresh produce event is every month, with the exception in the winter months, we take off. So December through February, we are basically on sabbatical.
So you do this every month then?
Every month. Yeah.
And is that like what, the third weekend or what
yes.
week? Is it the third weekend?
It's the third Saturday. You're absolutely correct. It's the third Saturday, and we're always at the same location on 17th and Hamilton.
17th and Hamilton. I think that's an excellent way to connect with the community and to share making the community aware of autism, and also sharing you say it's fruits.
Last month we did everything from fruit, like watermelon, to vegetables like zucchini and potatoes.
You share fruits and vegetables with the community, and right. you give information about autism to educate the community, because you may not have a child, but you may know some with a child that has autism. I know of a young person in our church, but I also have a godson on the spectrum, and another godchild who's adult now and working. And he was on the spectrum. So this is the kind of information that everybody in the community needs to avail themselves of, because they can share it then with their neighbors, their friends, and other family members, and also get some fruit and vegetables. So I want to repeat that again, that this is the third Saturday of every month, with the exception of December through February, where you come to the corner of 17th and Hamilton Avenue and get fruits and or vegetables and other things, and you get information about autism. I think that is an awesome way to share with the community.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We certainly love the opportunity to get in front of people. And you know what? If you don't know much about autism, it certainly gives you an opportunity to learn more about autism. And at
yes.
the end of the day, we really want to break the stigma of individuals being, you know, afraid of other people that have autism, or just unaware of what it all means.
Just unaware.
Yeah.
And enlightened. We want to enlighten people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now that there's a spectrum, people are learning more and more about how minimal or how more advanced the syndrome can be, and they're learning more ways that they can relate to people with autism and to help people with autism. I especially liked hearing about your basketball camp that helps to prepare them in social skills, and to connect with basketball programs at school or community, and even possibly for some to the Special Olympics, which we know is just a fabulous program for young people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know, Angela, we've enjoyed talking so much, but I see it's time for a break, so I'm going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
This is TalkTainmentRadio.com. So why don't you download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or your tablet? Stay right there, and we'll be right back with Faith and Family.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there, and we'll be right back on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicken online.
K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Now we back for paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times, like all times, are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
It's our dream for a life that's healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Ma, ma.
My precious baby is talking?
And there's a word I want to talk to you about, beginning with your driving.
My baby is talking in complete sentences?
You waste so much gas with your lead foot and your jackrabbit starts. I could toss my cookies.
My little boy is backseat driving.
And he's up on the highway, too. Every 10 miles, over 60 miles per hour is like paying 40 cents more a gallon. That's like about 400 balloons for me.
You can count to 400?
401. And your tires? If you keep them properly inflated, you could save even more.
Ooh, wait till I tell Daddy.
Dada? He's costing us big time, too, with all that junk in his trunk. How's he gonna pay for my college, my braces, my tattoo?
Shh, don't cry. I'll drive smarter.
That's not the problem. I got junk in my trunk.
Get hundreds of dollars worth of money-saving gas tips and help the environment at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can that announcer dude change me, please?
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids? Or maybe quality time with your spouse when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect. And no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of Talktainment Radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C. with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, and we're on Faith and Family. And I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Carolyn Pettigrew, and our guest is Angela Ramos Fields, and she is the founder and president of Emerging Autism Solutions. We're back, Angela, so we can continue our conversation.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hello there.
You know,
that was a nice break.
Yes, it was quick, but we have to do those things to pay the bills. You know, with this last 20 minutes or so, I would like to talk about your book. But before we do that, are there any more? Is there any more information that you'd like to give us about Emerging Autism Solutions?
Yeah, we are definitely very active on social media. We have a Facebook page. If you were to go to facebook.com/Emerging Autism Solutions, you will find us there. We actually have a blog as well at easolutions.org. That's our website. And you can find us on Twitter at Emerging Autism www.twitter.com/emergingautism. And so all of those avenues, those vehicles, those forms of communication, we are definitely posting, sharing, and encouraging you to become engaged in the community or learn more about the autism spectrum disorder.
Well, before we talk about your book, would you mind giving us that information again?
I don't mind at all.
Okay.
So, yes, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/emergingautismsolutions. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/emergingautism. And you can find us on the web at www.easolutions.org.
Wonderful. Well, now our listeners will know how to get in contact with you so that they can avail themselves of the services that you provide through Emerging Autism Solutions. And as you said, you want to raise awareness. You teach and support the learning of advocacy skills for parents and families of children and friends of autistic children and adults. And they can learn more about how you create opportunities for young people with autism to be employed. And so I think these are very important, and I know that the community is just simply blessed and appreciative of all the work that you do, Angela, through your foundation with your president and your board and your donors, all of the work that you do to help families and people with autism. Now, I wanted to talk about your books. I love them. And before we leave, I hope we can just summarize, too, what bullying is, because I thought it was so interesting that your book was the story of Samuel, but you also talked about the characteristics of bullying. And listeners, the book by Angela Ramos Fields is Will You Be My Friend? And it's illustrated by Freddie Crocheron. Is that correct, Angela?
Yeah, Crocheron, yes.
And mm-hmm. There is also a coloring book with it. Now, when I was reading your bio, it said that you had created the character. Tell us how that character was created and who is Samuel?
Well, Samuel is a six-year-old boy on the spectrum, on the autism spectrum. And you know what? He just has the amazing ability to share his life as he manages his autism. So it was really the idea, the notion of having the child explain what it's like to have autism to other children. And it was an initiative to, you know, raise awareness, break the stigmas that are out there, and certainly encourage, you know, diversity, inclusion, and acceptance and tolerance. And so those are all principles that the book embodies and wants to share with the world. Samuel, you know, he just, you know, he really just reminds me, obviously, of a young Samuel in the Bible.
Yeah.
As Samuel was, you know, his mother just prayed so hard and wanted a child so badly. And she prayed to the Lord, you know, if you bless me with a child, I'll make sure that this child serves you for all of his lifetime. And she was a woman of her word, Hannah was. And so when Samuel became of age, you know, as a young child, he went, obviously, to serve the Lord with Eli. And, you know, being so young and be dedicated to have your life already dedicated and have a purpose, you know, he spent some time just connecting with God. He spent some time in his own solitude and understanding and hearing the voice of God and just developing in ways that, you know, aren't readily explainable. I feel that a number of individuals that are on the spectrum have that same experience. So despite the fact that you might think that they're experiencing this life that they are leading in solitude, they really do have a connection with a higher source.
Of course they do, yes.
And so that's how I decided to name him Samuel, because he just reminded me of Samuel in the Bible.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that with us, Angela. And I wanted you to repeat again the principles that you said. You said that Samuel is a little boy who is explaining autism to others, to other children and other people. And what were the principles you mentioned?
Yeah, their acceptance, their tolerance, there's diversity and inclusion. So those are definitely the principles that the book will present. Accepting, there's a page in the book where Samuel is surrounded by children that look very different from him. You know, we have someone with red hair, long red hair. We have a boy with green eyes. You know, we have just different characters that are represented in the book.
Okay.
He explains, we're all different,
yes,
but we're all amazing. And I think it's wonderful that if we can teach children that our differences make us remarkable, they make us amazing, they make us outstanding, that we are building the next generation to be very empathetic leaders.
And that's what we need. We need empathy, and we need to teach within each child an appreciation for everyone's specialness. In other words, your special differences are a gift to me. The things that make me special and different are a gift to you. And I think we do need to reinforce that in our culture, that difference isn't bad. Difference is a gift, and we're gifts to one another. I wanted to read what sort of sums up what you were saying from the book. Some boys and girls think I am too different and will not be my friend. I know that having autism makes me different, but I think being different makes me wonderful. We are all different. We all are wonderful in our own special way. For instance, there is a girl in my class with red hair and a boy in my class with green eyes. All of us are different. All of us are wonderful. I think it's worth the price of the book just to have that paragraph read.
I love when you read that. It just
it's wonderful.
Makes me so happy.
It's so true.
It makes me so
happy. It is so very true. And we need, from the very beginning of children's lives, to teach them that
yeah,
being different isn't a problem. Being different is a grace, and it's a gift. So I think it's wonderful that you wrote this book, and it's a book that has a story with characters. The art is wonderful, very dynamic and colorful, and the words, the story, Samuel is explaining about autism, but he's also explaining about how being different is not a reason not to be a friend. But being different might be the reason to be a friend, because that's what makes you wonderful. So you each are wonderful friends to one another. And then you have the coloring book, and I like that. How did you come up with the idea of the coloring book?
Well, I figured if there's, you know, we're really trying to engage young learners, right? And young
yes,
learners love activities.
Yes, they do.
They love the kinesthetic aspect of learning. And so I felt like if I had the book that shares those principles that we made mention of, incorporating, you know, the coloring aspect, it's really just designed to reinforce those principles and allow them, these young, little, wonderful minds, to, you know, expand, to perhaps write their own story or incorporate their own story and, write it right on the coloring book, or just engage in coloring each one of those characters themselves.
Well, participation helps it to become a part of them, the learning experience and the principles that you're teaching. They engage with it through the coloring book and the storybook, and it becomes a part of them, and they can repeat it, and they can talk about it. I think it's a wonderful book, and I wanted to say that it is the KP Publishing Company, a division of Knowledge, Power, and Communications, Inc., and the website is www.kp-pub.com. And if someone wanted to get the book and the coloring book, how would they get those, Angela?
They could. There's a couple of ways that you can order the book. You can definitely go to my publisher's website, which is KP Publishing, and you could also, it's available on Amazon, so Amazon.com.
Wonderful.
Word for you, be my friend. And you can also order it at Barnes & Noble. They happen to be one of our major sources of distribution. And so if it's not on their shelves, they order it for you, and they will actually have it right there on site when it does come in, so you can pick it up. So a number of individuals have done that as well.
That's wonderful. Well, I was fortunate enough for you to give me a complimentary copy when we met for lunch, and I appreciate it, and thank you very much. But my husband and I also attended your reading of it and your book signing at Barnes & Noble, and that was a thrill when you were there selling and signing your book, Will You Be My Friend, by Angela Ramose Fields, the book and storybook and coloring book. Now, we have just a few minutes, and I wanted to go back. I love the fact that at the end of the book, you talk about what is bullying. And I think that is so important, because I think sometimes people engage in bullying and they don't even realize that that's what they're doing. Yeah. And just a little bit here, bullying is a repeat negative unwanted action towards another individual. There is usually an imbalance of perceived power between the bully and the victim. And then there are several types of bullying, and you talk about verbal bullying, social bullying, physical bullying, and what you should do if you have been bullied. Tell someone. Tell your parents, teachers, or adults. Don't let bullying define you. Continue to treat everyone with kindness and respect, and report it if you're being bullied. I think that is so important, because I think our culture has gotten to the point that we think sometimes normalized behaviors we fail to see that some of our normalized behaviors are indeed bullying. And I think this is wonderful, because it educates children, because this book is for everyone. It's for all children and adults to learn about autism, to learn about acceptance, tolerance, diversity, and inclusion. And so when children have been read this book, and they'll read it over and over, adults will read it over and over, and they then become educated and are able to resist falling into the traps of bullying. I think this is very important that you've included this.
Well, thank you. I thought it was important, because obviously having a son on the spectrum, I have actually witnessed him being the victim of bullying. And I had to, you know, become part of that interaction and explain to people. And very much like you said, sometimes these behaviors are so normalized that people don't realize that they are engaging in bullying. So whether that's teasing or taunting or lying or encouraging others not to be friends with an individual, hitting, kicking, obviously that's really the most pronounced things that we think about when we hear bullying. But having that, you know, bullying guide in the back of the book is really designed to open up conversations, especially with your young learners or just about anybody, really.
Yes.
To open
yes.
up this dialogue so that it becomes a teachable moment and they understand right when we're trying to teach these young, beautiful minds right from wrong, good from bad.
Yes.
We certainly want to open up dialogue about behaviors and what not to engage in.
Well, on that note, I think that's a wonderful note to close with. Angela Ramos-Fields, the president and founder of Emerging Autism Solutions, headquartered here in Columbus, and the author of Will You Be My Friend? A book where Samuel, a six-year-old, explains autism and helps us to understand that difference is a wonderful gift that makes us special and makes us friends. I thank you so much, my friend, for being on the show today. And to my listeners, I hope you've enjoyed it and will contact Ms. Fields on her website or Facebook or Twitter. And before we go, I always like to end with a poem. And I'd like to end with this one, Strength. In quietness shall be your strength. Rely upon his word. Though endless seems the battle's length, be sure your prayers are heard. The conflict rages all about, but there is peace within. The heart that trusts in God shall root the enemy and win. Be confident, the Lord is near. The foe is great and fierce. But God is mightier, no fear can his bright armor pierce. By Mildred Christie, and that's another poem from the Salesians Inspirational Series. Well, thank you so much, Angela. And to my listeners, I appreciate your tuning in to Talktainment. This is TalktaimentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. And this is your host, Reverend Dr. Carolyn Pettigrew, on Faith and Family.
It starts in the ocean, and when I start my day, okay. Look slick, shout, after I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water, always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter, take her swimming, you gotta. Make these opposites back up like lobsters, indigenous warriors, we warrior up for water. Catch California slipping, never, let's say imposters, you already know. Cali mountaintops with snow, the Sierras and the Rockies, snowboarding in the winter, surfing in the summer, feeling so cocky. I brought it. We'll hit you with the super soaker. Life's got ups and downs like a roller coaster. We trying to save her salmon, bringing back the beavers, cleaning up our streams, living million-dollar dreams, pure fun, our rivers. When we pull up, they taking our pictures, cause MacNiff got lyrics like scriptures, like scriptures. So refreshing, it's so hot outside, I'm all shredded. I love spring water, straight pouring out the rocks. I drink up, always cheers it, every shot. See me dipping, I stay active, I'm all talk and I'm all action. The mothers you listen to are just pulling your chain, they ball slapping. MacNiff so smooth, I get them all laughing and I stay smashing. Sipping on water from Mount Shasta, under a full moon, howling with Bigfoot, making medicine to heal wounds. Signing petitions to bring back the wolves in ancient meadows. Rivers with beavers, we natives, we dancing around the fire, overachievers.
Got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.